You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday afternoon, University of Auckland staff went on strike for the fourth time in the past year, as negotiations between union and university management continue to be deadlocked. The university, after downsizing during COVID, reported a $100 million profit in 2021. A group of a few hundred academics, lecturers, grad teachers and other university staff gathered outside the clock tower on Princes Street before marching through campus, demanding better pay and benefits for workers. We spoke to various people at the march to understand their demands and the conflict between workers and university management.
Look, I just want to say a huge thank you, because the things that you are standing up for, the things that you are putting your jobs on the line for, are things that are important to every single person in the union across this country.
Hear, hear.
If you don't stand firm, who the hell is going to stand firm? So thank you from the other 12,000 members of our union for what you're doing tonight. The message that we are sending very clearly to your employer, that it is not acceptable, it is not going to ever be acceptable, and we are not going to stop until we get some fairness and justice.
Hi everyone, I'm Jason Fell. I'm the delegate for the groundskeepers and the gardens of the university. I've been on the bargaining team for about 15 years. I've been at the uni over 20 years, 22 years. I actually worked here in the 80s. I worked here at the university in a time when cleaners were employed full time. They weren't contracted out to the lowest contracting prices. But I must say, I'm really disheartened. And the grounds team and the security, our bargaining is not bargaining. We've been dictated to and told, this is it, this is it, this is it, and there's no concessions. I don't see any bargaining. I don't like the false narrative that they're saying that we're turning down a 9% increase over 2 years. We are fighting for conditions that were hard fought for, that have been, you know, that we all came into through past people. And also, we're the University of Auckland. We're a public entity. If we were a business, we would be the biggest private business in Auckland. Shouldn't we be making a stand and saying, hey, this is how our society should be? Yeah. We treat people with fairness and dignity and respect. And I tell you what, I wouldn't want to be a student here who's going and getting themselves in lots of debt for a job, and then they're going to come out and they're going to be treated like we're all being treated at the moment. So all I've got to say is give us a fair deal and negotiate properly. We're on the public purse, you know, and I'm just gutted. This is very anti-union propaganda. They are trying to crush us, but we all know collectively we all need each other. Society, we all need each other. And we know the trade union movements are the only movements that create better working conditions for working people and create a better society.
That's right.
And I know we want
years. I showed up and COVID hit, and the university said, will you show up for your students? And we said, yes. Will you work from home to keep us afloat? And we said, yes. Will you put out research outputs? And we said, yes. For the essential staff, they said, will you go into campus when no one else is there? Will you take risks that other people don't have to take? And those staff said, yes. And what we got yesterday in an email out to students was being compared to a cyclone in terms of being a bad impact on campus. Our students deserve what we are giving them. They deserve the hard work that we have to give. And we deserve the support from our employer and the wages to show up for the next generation of students, the next generation of workers.
What is the union currently asking for from the university?
We're asking for a fair pay deal that matches the rising costs of living, matching the rise in the minimum wage of 7.2%. We are also asking for them to not remove long, hard-fought for union rights from our collective agreement. We are also asking for them to not translocate sections of our agreement into policy where they can change it without our agreement in the future. We are also striking for to prevent the dismantling of our union. We are also striking because professional staff members, maintenance and gardeners will not receive the full cost of living adjustment if they are deemed to be underperforming staff members using an opaque performance pay review system. Some people will not get a cost of living adjustment at this university. We are fighting for our workers' rights and fair working conditions.
How are teaching staff affected currently by the agreement that's in place?
Right now, staff at Auckland who are unionized are making 5% less per pay period than staff who are not unionized. So the university is actively punishing people for being a part of the union. And that's because we want to actually bargain. We don't want to be told what the terms are and sign them. Otherwise, we wouldn't be members of a union. So we're being punished for wanting union representation.
How have you found teaching been affected by the pandemic over the past few years?
It's been enormously affected. So it was one of the industries that really had to transform on a night's notice, you know, a couple of nights' notice at a time. Teaching online is not the same thing as teaching on campus. There's different technology required, there's different planning, there's different marking processes. Pretty much everything about it is different, and there's lots of educational research that shows that. So we were asked to effectively learn how to do pretty much a completely different job with very small amount of notice. And the problem was that we put so much effort into it and we did so well at it that after that first semester, it's like the management got the idea that we could do that again and again and again. But every course is different, every semester is different, every cohort is different. So the impact is that every semester we were asked to suddenly transition into air quote online learning or transition back or do that multiple times a semester. It just had this impact of extra work, and that has just been cumulative over years. The next thing that happened is that from the end of 2020, the staff decided to ask a bunch of people to leave so they could cut wages, and so many of us are now doing, you know, an extra third or an extra half or even an extra person's job because people left and they haven't been replaced, but the work is still there to be done. So I now teach extra courses that I didn't used to teach. I don't have any more time, I just do more work.
And you still have the same payment, or you still have the same wages as before?
Absolutely. And in fact, my chances of being promoted and getting a wage rise that way have drastically decreased, because one of the things that you need to do to be promoted is to be really research active. And it's hard to do that when you are teaching at midnight, 2 in the morning, you know, putting all your energy into teaching because you're being told to do that. So people who weren't able to keep their research going or keep it going, you know, very, very effectively, we're kind of being doubly punished because we're not going to get promoted and we're also not going to get even just a standard wage increase.
So we are students and staff of the university who are sick and tired of the neoliberal corporatizing sort of spiral that the university has gone down. For decades now, but especially in the past few years. We're here to stand for better pay conditions for our staff and in the name of people, communities and learning, which the university clearly doesn't prioritise over its profits and business model.
They made such a huge profit over COVID off our unpaid labour, so it's ridiculous to be using COVID as an excuse to cut back on our pay. We're the university, not upper management. They get, you know, $1 million houses while we get poverty wages. It's pathetic and honestly not livable.
Can I also say something too? So like, if the university really cared about COVID as a particular issue, then it would be investing in its staff and students first and foremost. Because we're the ones who are doing our best to build community, who are looking after one another, who are trying to keep each other sort of safe and well, you know, within this pandemic. And if the university wants to, you know, cut wages and disrespect its own staff, then that's just going to end up exacerbating the problems that COVID has already caused for so many students and their wellbeing.
That was a report on yesterday's Auckland University staff strike.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.